Hey guys, in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is trapped by a bad attitude. Oh my goodness. Have you ever met someone who just had a bad attitude? That just, when you get around them, you're just like, man, what's wrong with you? Well, I'm here to tell you, a bad attitude will get you trapped in life. Trapped to where you can't even make moves, can't even progress the way you want to progress in your career. Let's talk about it. Welcome to another episode of Career Strategies. My name is Rodney Hughes, Mr. 100%, and today's episode is being brought to you by Interview Prep University. If you need help preparing for a telephone, video, or face-to-face interview, and you want to have an opportunity to exponentially improve your job interview skills 100% free without having to subscribe to anything, this is a resource that you need to take advantage of. All you have to do is go to www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Again, that's www.interviewprepuniversity.com, and you'll get free access immediately. No strings attached, all right? Again, www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Okay, so again, what we're talking about here is trapped by a bad attitude. It's something that's so important. As an executive recruiter, as you can imagine, the cool thing about being an executive recruiter is that you get to see the entire playing field. As an executive recruiter, I get to see the candidate that I deal with and everything that goes on the candidate side of things. But I also, at the exact same time, get to see what's going on from the company perspective a lot of times. And so it gives me an interesting and unique perspective as it relates to people going about getting hired, okay? And it amazes me how often the decision boils down to someone's attitude, okay? This is just in the job interview process, okay? And something that I've found that was interesting is that it really, when you look at people's attitudes and how important it is in the interview process, it's not just how well they interview when they go on site. And I think this is typically where people get it confused, where candidates get it really, really confused. See, they think that all they have to do is interview really, really well when you go on site, and then that's all it takes in order to get selected. And that's just not true. It's very important that when you go on site for an interview, that you crush it, that you do what you need to do and you get results and you show them you have a great attitude. Because one of the things you'll always hear me say is that it's easy to find skill, okay? It's hard to find a great attitude, okay? Super hard. And the thing is when I say that it's easy to find skill, what you gotta understand, okay, again, I've shared these numbers before, but I'm gonna share them again. I think it's according to the ladders. It's either the ladders or Glassdoor. It's one of them. According to them, the average job posting on a major job board is going to receive, on average, about 250 resumes. Out of that 250 resumes, only about 4 to 6 of those candidates will actually be interviewed. Out of that 4 to 6 candidates that are actually interviewed, only one will typically receive a job offer. Now, what's super important here is that you understand that out of the 4 to 6 people that are actually interviewed, do you realize that every single one of those candidates that ends up being interviewed is a candidate that, from a skill perspective, the company believes that that person can get the job done? Because you know what companies do, or what recruiters do when they come across candidates that they don't think have the technical expertise? They don't do anything. They look at it, they're like, oh, waste of time, and then they keep it moving. That's literally the extent of it right there. Okay. So what you have to understand is that everybody you compete against when you're going to get a job, everybody has a strong background from a technical perspective. The difference is who has the best attitude, who brings the best attitude to the table. But again, it's not just who brought the best attitude to the job interview. It's who also has the best name. See, here's the thing. Excuse me. Here's the thing. I can't tell you how many times I've had situations where candidates either did get hired or didn't get hired based on feedback that they received from someone else. So let me give you an example of this, right? Let's say that you operate within a certain industry, right? Please understand that the people in that industry, they all typically probably know each other. So what that means is if you have a horrible name, right? Like if people think you had a poor attitude earlier in your career, that will work against you later in your career, for sure. I can name several instances where I've dealt with candidates that did not get the job because that hiring director or that hiring manager ended up asking around to people that they know, not just me, not just the candidate. They're not just operating on that. Excuse me. They start asking around, and then next thing you know, they say, yeah, I'm not interested in this person anymore. Why? Because they got some type of feedback from somebody that knew that person, and the feedback wasn't favorable. The feedback was, oh, well, this person doesn't have the best attitude. Happens all the time. And the sad part about it is that when it happens, oftentimes you're not gonna know it happens. Okay? And furthermore, the thing about that happening, what's crazy about that happening, I had a situation where a guy that I represented ended up getting pretty much kicked out of the consideration process. And it was because of some feedback that they had received from somebody that knew this particular guy. Okay? Now, the unfortunate thing about that situation is that the feedback that they received was from 10 years prior. Now, if you just take a step back, okay, and you just think from a logical perspective, are you the same person that you were 10 years ago? I would bet my last dollar that you're not the same person that you were 10 years ago, that you have evolved, that you have changed. Your core may still be the same, but you have evolved as a human being in a 10-year time frame in most instances. And even though I know that logically people grow, people don't just get stuck in life, you gotta understand, I say this all the time, the job, the interview process is one of the most unforgiving processes that you'll ever be a part of. And when it doesn't fall out in your favor, 9 times out of 10, you won't know why. Because that's not the company's job to tell you why. The company's job is to try to find somebody that can solve that problem, period. That's it. They don't care that you don't know why you didn't get considered. That's not their responsibility. Furthermore, they're not going to tell you because they don't want to get sued. That's the real world. That's the ugly truth about this. Right? And so often, people are missing out on opportunities because they have poor attitudes. They have poor attitudes in their career. Now, let me give you the opposite, the flip side of this coin. If you've had a great attitude throughout your career, it could end up paying huge dividends. I can recall making a placement with one of my clients with a particular candidate that when I represented this candidate, I helped this candidate get their foot in the door. And then next thing you know, the director that I was dealing with went around, started asking, hey, do you know this person? It just so happened that one of the people that this director asked was the VP of this company. And this VP said, who, this person? Oh, they're phenomenal. That's the exact quote. Oh, they're phenomenal. Done deal. After that, everything went smoothly. Literally, right? And this person had not worked with this candidate that I'm referring to for like, I don't know, maybe a decade or something. Like, they hadn't worked together in a long time. But a good name will travel with you. You having a great attitude will travel with you. And here's the reason why. People will forget details, but they won't forget emotions. Let me say that again. People will forget details, but they won't forget emotions. Never forget that. What does that mean? I want you to get, I always give this example. Look at a relationship that has gone south, right? Maybe, you know, two people were dating each other. They could have been dating each other for 5 years, 10 years, whatever, right? If that relationship ends on a highly emotionally charged negative note, it literally doesn't matter how many good experiences you've had. If that relationship ends on a negative note, all that people are going to remember is that emotion. How often have you been mad at someone, and then after a certain period of time, you can't even remember the details of why you were mad? On all you know is, I don't like this person. It happens all the time. Happens all the time, right? But it's deadly if it happens in your career, especially if you have committed to a certain path, right? You're in this industry. If you are in this industry and you don't plan on leaving this industry, it is vitally important that you look at every person that you interact with and you do your best to make sure that you come across as having a good attitude, that you come across as being not necessarily a likable person, but not a person that people don't like. You understand? Because again, it will follow you. In that example that I just gave you, where that director asked and that VP said, oh, this person, they're phenomenal. Guess what happened as a result of that? As a result of that, this person almost doubled their income from 1 year to the next. Almost doubled their income, all because of those few words. Oh, this person, oh, they're phenomenal. Boom. You hear that? They're phenomenal. That they're phenomenal was worth almost six figures. Almost. Not quite, but almost worth six figures. That they're phenomenal. You see how that works? But if that candidate was not phenomenal earlier in their career, then you know what would have happened if it was the flip, the opposite side? They would have been trapped. They would have been trapped. It would have been done. And it would have been done immediately. That's the way it works. That's the ugly truth. All right? So always remember this. Go out of your way to have a good attitude. Go out of your way to be helpful. Go out of your way to provide more value than you take. And it'll change everything in your life. And that's based on a true story. Now, if you got great value out of this episode, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to invest in a copy of my book, The Ugly Truth About Getting Hired, How to Land the Job of Your Dreams Regardless of the Competition. The biggest challenge that we are going to face over the next 20 to 30 years, you're already facing it now, by the way, okay? The competition, the biggest challenge you're going to face is competition. And right now, as we speak, right here, right now in this moment, your biggest challenge is competition. The competition is absolutely fierce right now. 20, 30 years from now, it's going to be insane, the level of competition that people are going to have to deal with. So whether you are interviewing right now or whether you know you're going to have to interview sometime in the future, you need to invest in a copy of this book. This will be the single greatest investment that you've ever made in your career, guaranteed. Okay? If you'd like to pick it up, go ahead and go to this website, www.theuglytruthbook.com. Again, that's www.theuglytruthbook.com. You can order a copy of it, and I will send you out an autographed copy of the book, and then you will immediately have access to a free downloadable version of this book so you can dive right into the content. It's a quick read, and it's packed with a tremendous amount of value, all right? So go ahead and pick that up. Again, www.theuglytruthbook.com. Listen, thank you so much for checking out this episode. Hopefully you got great value. If you did, share this with as many people as you possibly can. I don't care if you share it over your social media platforms, whether you email a link, just share it out so that other people can get great value out of this as well. All right? Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.